earlier, we have our guest today, Kim Williams from Age UK Isle of Wight. Hi, Kim. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Nick. Nice to be here.
Lovely. Right, we're going to have a little chat today about the work you and your team do. And I want to start, if it's all right, with the work that happens up at St Mary's Hospital, because I'm not sure that many people, unless they've actually had your services, would know that Age UK Isle of Wight works up at St Mary's. So what do the team do up there?
We've got a team in the hospital that help assist with discharges. So people that, or any of your friends or family that are in hospital that may need a bit of support when they go home, then you need to get them to speak to the ward staff, any of the hospital staff, and they'll ask Age UK team to come and have a chat. And we can support with some shopping when they go home. We could go and collect prescriptions. We have been out and collected clothes if someone's going to a placement rather than going home, awaiting a package of care. We can go, we've been dog walking. We have done lots of things to support them when they get home to stay at home safely and independently.
Yeah, and that is the key, isn't it? Staying at home, not ending up back in hospital because things don't go well when you go home. Interesting, this week Public Health on the island have just launched their new strategy for people in later life. And I noticed now that the latest census figures show that 1 in 3 islanders are aged 65 and over. So, the demand must be huge.
Yeah, we are very busy. We've been at the hospital now for just over 3 years, and month on month we're getting busier. We are very much known in the hospital as the Pink Ladies because we wear bright pink tops.
Not because you're going around singing songs from Greece. No, okay. Although, that could liven things up a bit.
It could, or it could make people feel worse. So a lot of the hospital team know us, and also we're very much, if they don't know a solution, they'll come to Age UK because we can normally find an answer or a solution, or we know someone that can.
Yeah, and I think, and any of you who've listened to the show before, actually, we used to work together, didn't we?
Yes.
And very much that was always the focus, wasn't it? Was that what practical solutions can you do to help people in later life? So, there's lots of things out there that maybe people like social services offer and the healthcare system, but sometimes, like you say, it's that somebody dropping off a bit of shopping for you makes
definitely
all the difference.
Yeah, just and a phone call. We will offer welfare calls for someone that's going home on their own. And you don't know what you want when you get home until you get home.
Yeah.
So that phone call when they've got home to check they're okay, that they've had a good night's sleep, they've had their breakfast, and do they need anything?
Yeah.
And it may take a couple of calls for them to go, actually, yes, I do.
Yeah.
So we do offer that service, and that goes down really well.
Yeah. And I mean, sometimes people have been in hospital for quite some time, haven't they?
Yes.
Especially, and not always planned either.
Especially at the moment with the crisis with care. A lot of people are staying in a lot longer than they want to.
And I think that's interesting to discuss because, I mean, the media are very good at sort of promoting things like people are being bed blockers is a phrase that's used, or, somehow maybe suggesting people want to stay in hospital. But actually, you've got often a number of people who are what they call medically fit to go home, aren't they?
Yeah.
But it's that care that's missing when they get home.
That is the trouble at the moment. There's a terrible shortage of care at home, so your domiciliary care, and there's a shortage of short-term placements, so beds within care homes. And it could be that they're awaiting a package of care, so they then go to a short-term placement awaiting that care. Mm. But then you've got the situation where someone else can't go out because there's someone in the bed in the care home. It is a vicious circle at the moment. And it's national. It's not just the Isle of Wight.
So if people listening have got an older relative or friend, neighbour maybe, that's in the hospital or going to be in hospital, what could you as an individual do to help that person?
I'd say if you know someone's going in and they're due to come home, check on them daily. Just make sure they've got that basic shopping. At the moment, that the heating's on low, so when they go home, it's not freezing cold. Mm. And if there is anything in the fridge, just chuck it out and get some fresh for them. Just keep an eye on them, really, because if you've been in hospital a long time, you don't feel 100% when you go home because you do feel weak.
Yeah.
The main thing a lot of people say is they go home and they sleep very well for a long time because they don't get rest in hospital.
No, absolutely. And it's nothing like your own bed, is there?
No.
It must be the loveliest thing to go home to your own bed finally. And obviously for some people, if they've had maybe a fall or a sudden illness, they haven't planned to go into hospital. The house might have been left empty for a number of weeks. Like you say, the food in the fridge might be out of date. The heating might not be on at all if they've not been there. So,
and that's something, if we've offered those welfare calls and we come across that, we can send one of the team out to assist with that, just for that immediate need and to get them back sort of so they feel safe at home.
Yeah, absolutely. And stay at home,
yes,
like you say, and have that recovery time to hopefully get not better go back. And not go back. And I know you can find things like aids and adaptations for people, can't you, if need them,
we
even
can
just
link
in the short
with
term.
The hospital, because some people, again, go home without that Zimmer frame that they've had on the ward, or if they need something when they get home, we can link in with the stores and deliver them. So it may be that they've gone home, they've forgotten their Zimmer frame, they've forgotten their prescription, so we can take that so they've got it. So it's little things that make a big difference.
Absolutely. And things that might just be temporary. I mean, I remember my dad had a hip replacement and he just needed some extra handles around the loo. But as soon as he was back up and fit again, they went. He didn't need them forever. Yeah. So, you know, I think people sometimes are a bit fearful, aren't they, about changing the home too much. But
it is, like you say, short term to help for the longer term.
Absolutely. So, as you say, if you're at the hospital visiting someone, or you're listening, because we do hospital radio from here, and you're thinking, actually, I could do with some help like that. The pink ladies now, these are ladies wearing pink t-shirts.
Pink tabard tops, bright pink, fluorescent pink. You won't miss them.
Okay.
Or ask any of the staff on the ward, can you ask Age UK to come and have a chat. And they will ring through to the office in the hospital, and one of the ladies will come down and speak.
Brilliant. And an amazing team. And I know the team was there all through lockdown, all through COVID, weren't they?
Yes, we were. We went up in the January before COVID for 3 months to help with discharges. Obviously, COVID hit and we've worked all the way through.
Ever since. Absolutely frontline workers. Doing an amazing job working alongside.
Very rewarding.
Yeah, our NHS colleagues. So absolutely, if any of them are listening, you do a great job. The other thing I would like to talk to you about is the service in the community, the Dementia Navigators.
Yes.
Now, what do they offer?
So we've got a team of Dementia Navigators out in the community, as Nick said, and they support people that aren't diagnosed with dementia. So early onset memory loss, or people that have got a diagnosis, so they can support both. They also support the families, so those that are actually going through that journey with the loved one. They will come out and do a home visit if needed. They can assist with attendance allowance, blue badges, and signpost to services like Alzheimer's cafes for that education and knowledge that comes from those groups. Carers Isle of Wight to support the carer, where actually a lot of people think, I'm not a carer, I'm their husband, their wife, their daughter, their son. But it's getting that support.
Yeah.
So, and other services that are out there, we will signpost to, or any groups in the area that they may want to attend. Yeah. There's some really good dementia tea parties.
It can be a really frightening time for a family, can't it? Because seeing someone's memory start to change, and I've been through it myself with my mum, and you know, that denial, you know, oh, it can't be dementia, they're just having a bad day. But I think when you get to that point where it's so obvious that time to do something about it.
Yeah.
Reaching out and being able to talk to somebody like the Dementia Navigators.
Yeah, and also the first port call will be your GP to make sure, if you see those early stages, go to your GP. They'll do the little mini memory test, and then they'll, you know, if needed, refer to the memory service. The sooner you do it, the sooner you get help.
And I think the thing to say, memory loss isn't always dementia either. So actually, the sooner you see the GP, if there's something else like a urinary infection or some form of infection, that can have similar symptoms. So it might not be dementia.
No, it can. Yes, it can be that quite. Yeah. And if that comes on quickly, that is more likely to be. So it is a case of seeing your GP.
Yeah. But I mean, the key is very much, and obviously the public health strategy is about living a happy, healthy and active life. Mm. And I think we know from the work that the team do that actually that is still possible when living with dementia, that actually people can still do an awful lot.
Definitely. A lot of people that we support still live an active life, still go out and play golf, still go to groups, you know, still meet their friends. It's just having strategies in place that they know what to do and where to go. And also, you know, if they've got their family that know where they are.
Yeah. And absolutely. And actually the understanding of the community around them, isn't it? You know, that people at the golf club know maybe they're not going to stick to the rules totally because they might have forgotten something. But actually, that's OK.
Yeah, definitely. And that makes someone feel still involved within their sports and their activities and hobbies.
Yeah, because I think often people's, you know, fear is though, well, I just can't do any of this anymore. I'm just going to be shut away at home. Yeah. But actually, that really doesn't have to be the case.
And actually, it's keeping that brain active. So doing crosswords and Sudoku and all those reading books, it just keeps your brain going.
Yeah.
Little mini things.
Yeah. And like you say, socialising, meeting your friends. Alzheimer's cafes, you mentioned, obviously they're a great source of information about what to expect and how to cope. And also the practical side as well, isn't it, of planning for your future and what you might need in the future.
And yeah, family members like that, because they can go, you can go with, you know, together or on your own. Mm. And they're run a monthly in different localities on the island. Yeah. So they're really good. They're really informative. Get guest speakers. Carers Isle of Wight obviously support the carer. And again, they have courses where you can do dementia courses.
Yeah, so that understanding of what's going on for yeah. somebody as their memory changes. Yeah.
And definitely. That helps everybody, because everyone's journey is different.
Yeah.
What one person's suffering, someone might not.
No.
And I suppose it's having a dementia care navigator, you've always got someone at the end of the phone to go, this has happened, is that normal?
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if people listening know, but there's over 200 different types of dementia, aren't there? So, yeah. you know, the symptoms vary between, I mean, you know, in the news recently, Bruce Willis has been diagnosed with frontal temporal lobe dementia, which is very different, for example, to Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
So, yeah, getting that information, getting that knowledge and understanding, so helpful to help you deal with what you're dealing with.
Once you've got a diagnosis, some people's dementia journey is quite stable. Mm. Others develop, you know, determine and go different yeah. routes, and they deteriorate quicker.
And I think it's true to say, isn't it, while it is more prevalent the older you get, actually people in their 40s 50s can develop different there types is, of yeah, dementia, so you know, getting those that advice quickly is really, really important.
Yeah.
So if people listening are thinking, do you know what, this sounds really helpful, I maybe could talk to somebody, how do they get in touch?
So for the dementia care navigators, it's phone Age UK Isle of Wight 525282. Or we have got an email, which is dementiacarenavigators@ageukiw.org.uk, or just phone through to Age UK and they'll put you in the right direction.
Yeah, so it's 525282. And obviously the Age UK website, I imagine, has got quite a lot yes, of information
it's all
as
there
well.
On there as well.
Yeah, yeah, so whatever time of day, the information is there. And you will get a very warm welcome always at Age UK if you've got questions. And as I say, they always find an answer, even if it's not something they know. We've been asked some pretty weird questions over the years.
Yeah,
we've so. always come up with something.
Yeah, and the team will get in contact with you, make a phone call and say if needed, they'll come and do a visit. Brilliant. Or just give advice over the phone, because that's all some people want.
Absolutely. And you can come back as many times as you like, I guess.
Definitely. It is a journey. So once, you know, you get a care navigator, the initial things will be dealt with, and you may be like what we call step down, so not needed all the time. Then if something changes, you just phone back in and we'll deal with those issues as they arise.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. And give our regards from Vectors Radio to everyone on the team, because they do an absolutely amazing job. And so if you're listening and you want any help from Age UK Isle of Wight, as we said, 525282, or the Age UK website, just Google Age UK Isle of Wight. And there is so much going on there. I know we've had a few guests over the last few weeks telling us about all the different projects. So keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Right, we're going to have a little